But none is one good, no?
All the three are together, always. Always mixed. In physical terms, tamas is for inertia. Rajas is for motion. And sattva is for equilibrium. The entire physical world has these three movements. You'll find everywhere. All the three are together. Inertia, motion and equilibrium. In everything in the world, these three are all the time concomitant. But somewhere one is predominant, another place, another is dominant.
So if sattva is predominant, then it's all right.
It is easier for you to cross over to Paraprakriti. That is why it is said if you want to cross over the Paraprakriti, develop sattva, then it is easier for you to climb up. In psychological terms, tamas means inconscience. Rajas means activity illumined by desire and passion. And sattva is an activity illumined by true knowledge. That is sattva, in terms of psychology. In purely physical terms, sattva is a quality of equilibrium, rajas is the quality of motion, and tamas is the quality of inertia. In psychological terms, tamas is inconscience, rajas is activity illumined by desire, and sattva is an activity illumined by knowledge. But by knowledge is meant mental knowledge, not the Paraprakriti's knowledge. Sarvadvareshu dehe asmin prakasha upajayate jnanam yada tada vidya vivriddham sattvam iti uta. When all your dwara, all your doors, the senses of knowledge, they become filled with knowledge, filled with light, then knowledge emerges. Then you understand that sattva has arisen. When all your doors of knowledge are filled with light, and when knowledge begins to pour in you, think that sattva is arising. In the state of consciousness in which we all are now, it is sattvic consciousness, because our mind is filled with knowledge of some kind. If not the highest knowledge, of some kind is spreading. Therefore, the present state is of sattva. Lobaha pravrittihi arambaha karmanam ashamaha spriha rajaha rajasi etani jayante vivriddhe bharatashrava. When there is lobha, the greed, when there is a tremendous passion to act, pravrittihi arambaha, you begin lot of action, plan so much, go about things, rush about. Pravrittihi arambaha karmanam ashamaha, when there is restlessness, spriha, desire, rajasi etani jayante, these are all products of rajas. And when these begin to predominate, think that you are now rajasic. Aprakashaha, apravrittischa, pramadaha, moha evacha, tamasi etani jayante, vivriddhe kuru nandana. Aprakashaha, there is darkness. Apravrittischa, inactivity. Pramadaha, laziness. Mohaha, delusion, these arise from tamas. And when they arise, think that you are tamasic. Yada satye pravriddhe tu pralayam yati dehabhrit. When you are living in a body which is predominated by sattva, and if one occurs into death, if one dies, tada uttamam uttama vidam lokan amalan pratipadyate, then one goes into families of best scholars, wise men, those who are sattvic. So if you die at the time of the death, if sattva is predominant, you enter into the families in the next birth which are full of knowledge. Rajasi pralayam gatva karma sangishu jayate. But if at the time of death rajas is predominant, then you enter into the families which are absolutely active. Tatha pralinam pralina pralinaha tamasi mudhayonishu jayate. If at the time of the death there is tamas predominant, then you take birth into the wombs of those who are mudha, who are inert, inactive.
Here something relation with the fifth chapter, no?
Pardon?
Shutinam Sri Katam Gehi Yogi
Prashto. Yes, quite right. But here it is not written about yogi. It's a general principle, even of the general type. Not only of Yoga Prashta.
Not the Sattva-vada.
To some extent.
I thought that way, that's why.
Because all sattvic are not Yoga Prashtas. You may be rising. So yoga prashtas are those who have risen high and then they fall. But there are people who are still rising. For them fall has not yet come. All may not even fall. That which has been described in the earlier chapter is only about yoga prashta. It's not repetition. Karmanaha sukritasya ahu sattvikam nirmalam phalam rajasastu phalam dukkham ajnanam tamasa phalam. If one is sattvic, then his actions are always good actions and the fruits are nirmalam, are always pure. The fruits of actions done by rajas are always painful, dukkham. All dukkha arises from the actions which have been done by desires of rajas. Ajnanam tamasa phalam. And all the results of tamas are productive of ignorance. Sattvat samjayate jnanam. From sattva arises knowledge. Rajasa lobha evacha. From rajas comes the greed. Pramada moho tamasaha bhavata ajnanam evacha. From tamas arises laziness, delusion and ignorance.